Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God. My name is Pastor Marquise, and we are a non-denominational church led by the living and active Word of God in the heart of Seattle, Washington, by Pastors Harold and Annis Faye Franklin. Whether this is your first time, second time, be sure to subscribe and share this with those that need it. Now join me and be ready to live and learn from the Word of God.
Pork bacon, and we've been eating this turkey bacon for the longest time. I didn't know what it was called, and someone asked me to just take a picture, and I got ready to take a picture of it, and it said God shells, and I was like, and I just kept hearing God tell me God shells, and I was like, well, what does that mean? So I had to look it up, and shell meaning must or can, and it says used to express a command or exhortation. And I was like, what are you saying to me, God? And he just kept saying, I shall. And he said, just begin to look up in the Bible, shall. And so as I began to look in the Bible at the word shall, some of the scriptures, the first scripture that came to me was Deuteronomy chapter 28. And we're going to start at verse 1. It says, now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, and observe carefully all his commands, which I command you today, that your Lord God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. I was saying, God, what are you trying to say? The emphasis on shall is so powerful. A lot of times we think that we're inadequate or we don't amount to that much. But when God puts shall in there, it lets us, it's, to me, it's like speaking with authority. It's a command saying you can, or it will come to pass. So as I read this where it says shall, I may change that to what the scripture or what the definition said, which can or must. So in verse 3, it says, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. So you can be blessed in the city, and you can be blessed in the country. So meaning wherever you go, you will be blessed. Amen. Verse 4 says, blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of the ground, and the increase of the herds, the increase of the cattle and the offspring and of your flocks. So it's saying he's going to add on to what he's blessed you with. And it says, blessed shall be the basket of and your kneading bowl. So what you make with your hands, he's going to bless it. Blessed shall be when you come in and when you shall go out. So basically where you're going, he's going to bless and he's going to move. In verse 7, it says, the Lord will cause your enemies to rise up against you. Who rise up against you? You too be defeated before your face. So they're going to be defeated. And they shall come out against you one way, but they will flee seven ways. So basically, he's going to cause them to scatter. And basically, what he was telling me when I was looking at this, he was saying that I'm going to bless everything that you put your hands to. Why? Because he said, I called you. And what I shall, it's going to happen, and he's going to set some things up for you, and he's going to begin to bless you. We're going to go back to, Exodus chapter 4, and we're going to start at verse 14, because Moses, like some of us, feel inadequate. We feel like I can't do it, or why me? I'm just a a little old woman, why me? But we're going to look at what God said to Moses after he said, God, I can't do it. I can't speak to the people. And this is what he said, starting at verse 14. He says, so the anger of God was kindled against Moses. And he said, is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well. And look, he is also coming out to meet you. When he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. Now you shall speak to him and put the words in his mouth. And I will be the mouth be with, and I will be with your mouth and with his mouth. And I will teach you what you shall do. Verse 16, it says, so he shall be your spokesman to the people, and he himself shall be the mouth to you, and you shall be to him as God. And you shall take this rod in your hand with which you shall do signs. And when I read this, God was breaking it down, saying he felt inadequate. But he said, I already got a messenger on the way. Someone that's going to deliver all that I told you. All you have to do is be the middle person and say what I tell you to say to him. And he will deliver all that I said. You know, at one point in my life, I felt like, okay, God, you gave me these gifts and you tell me to say something to one person. And I felt real inadequate. I felt real low because he told me to speak to a pastor one day. And I said, God, are you sure that was you? That might have been me. So I'm sitting there just like, no, that was me. And he said it again. And then he reminded me, he said, if you don't say it, I'll find someone else to say it. And I said, okay, God, I'm going to be obedient. I'm just going to be a vessel. And as I went and I delivered what God told me to do, the pastor said, you know, I was ready just to give up. And I said, God, I need to hear from you today. And us being obedient and being that vessel that God can work through, knowing that God has called us. So the things he has called us into, we need to walk in authority and accept the calling and begin to do all that he said. Just like Moses, he felt like, I can't do it. He said, okay, you're going to do it, but I'm going to have someone be there to aid and help you through it. And that's sometimes what we need. God reminded me today of some of the messages I spoke from the beginning of this year until now. And the first one was God's timing. The next one was collective, us gathering together as the body of Christ. Then it was metamorphosis. Then it was the trust spot. He said, I'm building some things up. I'm taking you on a journey. And I said, where are we going? He said, now you know, okay, you've been put in that trust spot. You went through the metamorphosis of where you thought you were and where I was going to take you. And then you had to go back and trust me. And you had to work on that timing along the way. Because a lot of times we try and go from point A to D. Because I know what I'm doing. I'm going to just skip over that. I'm going to do this. And we try and jump ahead. But it's all in God's timing. So I said, God, why are you reminding me of the topics that I spoke on? He said, because I'm taking you on a journey. Because now you're knowing that as I speak things into your life, as I shell things over your life, it will come to pass. And as you grab hold of that to know that God said, I shall succeed. I shall survive. I shall be all that he called me to be. Growing up, at the youth church I was at, in the youth group, we were in a discipleship class. And a lot of the kids used to say, man, we have to. And the youth pastor stopped us and said, no, you don't have to, you get to. And he instilled that into us so much that we say, I get to go to church. And now sometimes I get up in the morning, I'm like, man, I don't want to go. And God's remind me, you get to. Why? Because there's some people that don't get to go. And it reminded us because we got to go to Mexico. And in Mexico, we saw all these little kids, and they at the orphanage, they wanted us to take them home. My sister got to go to a sweatshop, and they saw all the kids that are working to make ends meet for their family. We walked on the beach, and we saw little kids that, I'll shock you, just for a dollar. That's how they were making their money. But we say, oh, I have to go to work. Oh, I have to do this. No, you get to. Because we are in a free country where we get to come to church. We get to drive in our own cars. We get to go to our own house. And we don't have to, but we get to. It's a privilege and an honor. We take so much for granted. And God said, you get to. You can. You shall be able to. The next scripture I'm going to go to is Isaiah 40. This is one we all may know. We're going to start at we're going to go to verse 31. It says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." I'm going to read it one more time because there's something that God wants us to hear in this. It says, "Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength." Are we waiting on God today? Are we trying to do things in our own timing? Are we trying to just press forward and say, okay, God, this is what I want to do. I think I heard you, so I'm just going to go ahead and go because I think I got the green light. But God's saying, wait on me. Just wait on me. I was talking to one of my friends at work who got a new job. He said he was looking and looking and looking. He wasn't getting any callbacks. And he said he heard something that just told him just to wait. And as he wasn't getting callbacks, he was getting frustrated. He was getting mad. And as he got that call, because he waited finally, he has a job that's more than what he thought he was going to make at the other jobs, and it's 20 minutes from his house. When you wait on God, he'll put you in the right spot. The other part of the verse, it says, "They shall mount up on wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." There's some mountains that we're facing. And God's going to give us what we need to soar over those mountains. He's going to help us if we're running the course and we feel like I'm getting ran down. I'm doing this all by myself. God's saying, just hang in there. Keep running the course. Why? Like the mothers used to say, 99 won't do. Just know, keep going. Because why? At the finish line, it's going to be well worth it. It's going to be well worth it. You say, well, God, I keep going through the same thing. Well, maybe it's time for us to say, God, what is the message that you're trying to get through to me? Because obviously the other few times that I went through it, I didn't see. I didn't understand. So what are you trying to teach me now? A lot of times we miss the message along the way because we're trying to get so fast through it that God's saying, just wait. You have to endure a little bit because you're being tested and tried so that when you come out, you can say, okay, I went through this and this and this, but God brought me through it. He didn't leave me by myself to suffer. The next scripture we're going to go to is Isaiah 55. And verse 11. It says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things which I sent it. That goes back to what God said, what God told me before. When I was being that messenger, and I was like, oh, I don't, he said, I will accomplish what I set it forth to do. So if I didn't do it, he's going to send someone else to get that message to that pastor. And that's like some of us. We hold on to what God tells us to go tell that coworker, or for us just to go pray for that person on the street. We go, I'm just going to keep going. I have to hurry up. But God's pulling us that way, and we need to just accomplish what he set for us to do. I don't know if anyone else is getting anything out of this, but I know God is speaking to me. It's interesting when you're studying the word and you're getting ready to prepare, God will speak to you. But then as you're getting closer, the devil's trying to, no, you ain't ready. You ain't, that ain't what God told you. And so it was interesting because I was battling and I was like, man, maybe this is what God didn't tell me. Maybe I'm supposed to speak on something else. And I was trying to look up other scriptures and it just wasn't linking up. And he kept saying, I shall. I shall. And I was like, okay, so you shall. He's like, you shall do what I told you to do. I was like, okay, sometimes God be talking to us harsh. I'm like, Lord, why are you whooping me? And so it's funny, I was in the bed and I was reading the Bible and I said, And Marquise like, are you all right? I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm okay. I'm just, you know, listening to God and trying to get my message together because, you know, we got to get in order because we want to say what all God wants us to say and be obedient. But he be beating me while I'm up here saying stuff to you just so y'all know too. We're going to go to Psalms 27. In verse 1, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? A lot of times we don't allow God to be our light. So we find ourselves afraid of so many different things. Even afraid of walking out who God has called us to be. Afraid of doing what he really said, I created you for. Because we're afraid and we don't look to him for the help. So then we're afraid. We're trying to do it by ourselves, but God, I don't know. We're second guessing him because we're not looking to him to be that help, to be that strength. And when I spoke before on the trust spot, I said you have to begin to look up. When your back's against the wall and you're looking around, you're looking, and there's no one there to help you, that's when we really need to just look up. A lot of times we seek out others to try and get things done, and God said, I'm waiting. I know what you need, but I'm waiting for you just to call upon me. I'm waiting for you to realize it's I can't do it on my own, but I know once I look up and I look to him, then I'll do all that is supposed to happen or do all that I'm supposed to do. We're going to go to Psalms 32 and verse 7. It says, you are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from my trouble. And you shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah. You shall be my hiding place, and you are my hiding place, and you shall preserve me from my trouble, and you shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Marquise spoke on deliverance, and he did a series on that. And in this verse right here, it says that he will surround us with songs of deliverance. When we begin to read his word, there's so many scriptures that talk about deliverance. But some of us don't know how to apply them because we're thinking we're freed of everything. And God, and we haven't really opened up to ask God, what am I still battling with? What things do I need to overcome so I can freely be delivered? You see, it says he said he will preserve us from trouble. And he'll be our hiding place. A lot of times we hide away. And when we're hiding away, we're hiding from everybody, our family, our friends, from everyone. And we don't want anyone to know what's going on in our life. And we put everything in a box. And then when we're with them, we smile because we think, okay, let me show I got it all together. Instead of going to God to be our hiding place, to show us which way to go, to show us who we need to go to help us get through this. Because sometimes we need a sister along the way to say, okay, let's read this scripture. Let's just pray. You need to just pray. Because your mind's going every which way. Let's just pray. And that's what we need to do. We need to allow him to be our surround us with songs of deliverance so we can get through that, so that we know how to press through. And I, like I said, sometimes you need someone to be there with you when you're going through something. And it's funny because you remind me of this story. I think it was last week. Yeah, it was last week. One of my friends called me, and I'm thinking, I'm like, okay. And she said, you know, I need you right now. I was like, what do you need? She's like, I got to get my mind right. I got to kill this spider. And I was like, she's like, I need some support. I need some support. It's big. And we laugh and it's funny. But God reminded me, sometimes we just need to call someone because we need that help. And even something simple like that, we need to call on God. We try and just, okay, I'm going to get through this by myself. I'm just going to, okay, I'm going to pay this and I'm going to do this and I'm just going to do it myself. But even if it's something small, we have to realize I need God's help. I shouldn't just be trying to do things on my own because I can call upon him. He doesn't overlook the small things. He said, put your trust in me. And just like she called me, she's like, okay, I can't do this by myself. We need to stop and say, God, I can't do this. It's something small. Just like, Lord, help me with my children. I'm trying not to yell at them. Lord, I need your help. And that in itself is hard because I'm like, help me, Lord. But if I'm not stopping to breathe and say, okay, help me, Lord, I might lash out and it'll be the wrong way. And we don't want to do that. And the same thing in our relationship. We need to make sure that we're calling upon the Lord, that we're seeking him. Some other things that God said to me was that we have to realize that we are the head and we're not the tail. That we are overcomers. A lot of times we feel like, I just can't do it. And we feel like, I'm by myself. And when you're by yourself, that's when you really need to go to God. That's when you really need to look to him and seek him. And when I first really got saved, when I was about 16, I say really got saved because I was going to church because my parents made me, and I was going to church, and I was like, okay. But I don't think I didn't really have a relationship with God until I was alone in my room when I said, God, I can't do this by myself. God, I feel like I don't have any friends. I don't know if I can go to my sisters. I don't know who to turn to. And I said, God, I need you. And as I began to cry out to him and I began to say, God, I just laid everything out. I said, God, I need you to deal with this and this and this. And I began to go down the line. And as I went down the line and just began to cry out to him, he said, you know what? I called you for a reason. He said, I picked you for a reason. He began to speak to me and it was like I could really hear his voice. And I said, for the first time, I could really hear his voice. And I'm excited because I know I have a purpose. I know I'm not alone. Because when I called on him and I felt like no one was there, he was there. And that's just my testimony. But I'm sure each one of us has an encounter where God began to speak to us and tell you who you are to be and what he has called you for. And that's some of the things that God shells over your life. If you haven't understood just yet what shell means and the way I'm using it, you'll be able to. It's a command. It's exhortation. Not saying that we're being lifted up, but saying that he's calling you out of the dry places. And he's called you for a time, and now is the time for you to step forward and do what he has called you to do. There's some areas in your life, and you feel like I've been down in these areas. I'm doing good on everything else, but there's just this one thing I struggle with, or there's just this one gap in my life, and I don't know how to fill it. I don't know how to really just give it to you. God said, I called you, and I want all of you. Not just when you're around people for you to smile. I want you to be able to genuinely smile. And, you know, God, as I had that encounter with him, he began to speak to me. And as I listened to him, he said, that's one of your traits. That when you get with people that you really care about, you'll be able to just listen, to be that shoulder, to be that person that they can outlet to. And I said, okay, God. He said, it's not something small. You may think it's small, but let me tell you, it's something very precious, something very valuable, because some people don't want to listen to the hardship that people are going through. Some people don't want to listen to all the wounds that they have that they're still holding on to, that they've been trying to put a little quick fix over. But God said, I called you. And you know, as people spoke to me prior to this point of how I won't succeed and how bad I was and how fast I was and this and that, when I had that encounter with God, he began to say, you shall succeed. You shall be a leader. You shall be a trendsetter. You shall accomplish all the goals that you set forth. What has God spoken in your life today? What are the areas that you really need to give to him and allow him to move in those areas? And what are you still holding on to that you need to just really say, okay, God, take the wheel. I'm ready just to give it to you. There's these things I keep struggling with, but I'm ready just to give it to you, because I know that I want to give you all the praise in my life. And I know you said you shall get all the glory. So examine yourself for a minute. And if you want prayer, we'll do that. Or go ahead and dismiss.
Thank you for spending time with us here at New Creation Christian Center. Feel free to join our worship services on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington, 98118. Visit our website, newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.